You're listening to the Fireground Commander mini episode series, where we preview all the speakers that are coming to this year's Fireground Commander conference. Want to get in on all the action? Head over to embracetheresistance.com, click on the conference tab, and register today for the Fireground Commander conference, May 23rd through the 25th, 2022. Can't make it to the conference? Please join us for our fundraising social event at PBR Hanover. That's right, Pizza Beer Richmond Hanover, located in Hanover County, Virginia, on May 23rd. Now, let's hear from one of this year's excellent speakers. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fireground Commander mini episode series, where we preview the speakers that are going to be speaking at this year's Fireground Commander Conference in Henrico, Virginia at the Henrico Theater. We're super excited to have Basil Ibrahim, I believe is how he just said pronounce his name. Of course, I screwed it up again, I'm sure, but we're super excited to have him on, and we're going to be detailing his class that he's going to be bringing to this year's Fireground Commander. But before we do that, we're going to bring in Ben Martin, the founder, the creator, the visionary behind the Fireground Commander Conference. Ben Martin, Ben, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for, again, the glorious introduction that I am not deserving of.
Oh, that's not true at all. This is all your baby. We're just all like riding on your coattails.
Well, I'm happy to have you.
So, Ben, before we talk to Basil, we've got a lot of great, great speakers. Let's give a rundown of the conference and all the things that are going to be going on.
Yeah, so we've got 3 days starting May 23rd, where we're going to have pretty much any kind of topic that you would need to know if you're going to be in the fire service, regardless of the size of your organization or where you're sitting. So we've got Frank Viscuso opening us up. We always open up with a leadership person, really excited to have his program. And then this year, we've got a couple of new flavors. The first being, we're going to go down the avenue of behavioral health, and Jason Patton and Dina Alley are going to discuss that. And then we'll always have some engine company ops. You know, we're good for that. So we've got Jonah Smith and Jonathan Bromley Tuesday morning. And then we're bringing in, we'll call him the godfather, Bill Gustin, in Tuesday afternoon, as well as Wednesday morning. He's going to do two different programs. And then we're going to import James Johnson via Zoom from Canada. And then the other flavor we're adding this year that I'm super stoked about that we're getting ready to talk about is Mayday Operations. And Basil's program is one that I just cannot stop hearing enough good things about and seemingly came out of nowhere, but it's certainly timely and relevant. And I'm really looking forward to everybody having a chance to hear his program. Albeit expedited. And if we could do it hands-on, we certainly would, but we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's not belabor the point anymore. Let's bring in Basil. Basil, thanks for joining us and detailing the program that you're going to be teaching at this year's conference. But, you know, as Ben said, you know, you're kind of like a new kid on the block, new on the scene, or at least to us out in the speaking world. But we've heard nothing but great things about your program. You come super highly recommended. So for people that don't know about you or your background or your journey in the fire service, give us a little taste of what that's like.
Okay. Awesome, guys. Hey, thank you so much for having me this morning. honored and very excited about the opportunity to present with you guys. My name is Basil Ibrahim. I'm a company officer on Tower 1 for the Orlando Fire Department. I've been in the service for 18 years now, and I absolutely love my job. There's nothing else I'd rather be doing. I've been in the Florida region my entire fire department career. I'm originally from the Ivory Coast in Africa, which is a long ways away. We don't have time to talk about why I moved here. Very long story, but I'm here living the American dream. So very thankful for that. As far as my involvement in the fire service, I am not a good engine guy. I've spent most of my career, fire service career, on squads, tower companies, and ambulances prior to that. So the whole RIT thing kind of fell in my lap by accident, really, after, you know, going through the smoke diver program in Florida. And I really developed a passion for it. And really, once I started digging down into this, I realized that if I'm good at RIT operations, essentially, I'll be good at almost all the disciplines in the fire service, because it really encompasses everything from truck company work to you know, ladders, forcible entry, airway management, building construction, fire behavior, even some tech rescue aspects if you want to really get deep into it. But so I said, I'm just going to make that my my niche. And that's how the class was born after developing it, you know, over the years. And we've been going around now presenting. It's been getting a lot of really good responses, and we've tweaked it because we learn more every single class we present or we teach, and we learn just as much as the students do. And, you know, we tweak it, and it's backed by data and fact and trial and errors and failures. So in a nutshell, that's a little bit about me. I'm married. I have two young daughters, 10 and 7. So I am a very, very busy man. Not as busy as Ben with his research and study and brain, but we're busy.
Well, yeah, we often talk about how Ben's brain gets him in trouble. but no, that's awesome. And I can tell you that just recently I stumbled across a video that you posted about a really passionate speech that you were when you were speaking at a conference, and I was absolutely blown away. I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing you in person. If you have the opportunity to hear Basil speak about just firemanship in general, I really think it's worth giving it a listen to, because it lit a fire under me. Like I was ready to go charge up a hill and fight somebody after listening to your speech. Let's detail the class a little bit. Again, we're not trying to give everything away, because of course we want people to come see you live and in person, but give us an overview of what you're going to be bringing to the attendees of the Fireground Commander Conference this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the class, the presentation that I'm going to be doing is the abbreviated version of our four-hour workshop that we typically do. Unfortunately, you know, we're just going to be able to scratch the surface on some of the stuff, but it's enough to make you think and reevaluate the way you do RID operations. But for me to properly explain that, we have to not just focus on RID, but talk about what goes around RIT. So we will be talking about the stress response physiology a little bit, what happens to your body and the victim's body when you're going through that type of stress and scenario. And then we'll dive into the actual Mayday itself, us being in trouble, giving the Mayday out, and then we'll transition to us being the fireman in trouble. So the survival aspect of RIT operations, a lot of people confuse the two. They think survival is the same thing as RIT. It's not. It's actually completely different, but they correlate. So we'll kind of talk about the survival aspect and then transition into the RIT process, the RIT rescue. We're going to back everything by data. If you're not using data to back and to build your SOPs, I think you're doing yourself a disservice, if that's even a word. I barely speak English, but you have to use data and training to back your SOPs. That's the only way to really do it. Obviously, we're gonna not cater it to just one specific department, because we all have different geographical areas, response, alarms, manpower, but what we're going to talk about is going to open up a lot of people's eyes on why we shouldn't be reactive on our RIT approach. A lot of people view RIT as a punishment on the fire ground, and my goal is to change your mind and make you see why you should view RIT as a very important function and how to do it effectively. And in doing so, you'll even be able to assist your fire ground operation. And lastly, we're going to talk about something that is not really talked about and we're lacking in the fire service, is the command aspect of a Mayday. We don't do this enough, and we're going to talk about some ideas, some different trends that are really popular nationally that works great in theory, but don't work on actual fire scenes and in real life. So without giving too much information out here, in a nutshell, this is what the class is about. And as you can tell, I just gave you a whole lot of topics for a 2-hour presentation. So it's going to be very fast-paced, very interactive. We're going to be using the audience for questions, discussions. We're going to listen to some audios. Everything that we're going to do is going to be based on real life emergencies. And I try to as much as possible, not just hearsay from this guy or this lady, but actual events that's happened either with me, with somebody I talked to, or an actual data-driven research project that is validated. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope a bunch of people sign up. And I can't wait, really. I'm really pumped about it.
Me too, man. Like, the more I speak to you and the more I hear about it, I'm extremely, like, so, you know, you're the last speaker of the conference, and I can't think of a better way to end the conference, because I can just feel your passion and your excitement through the microphone, and it's awesome. It's contagious. Like I said, it's firing me up just sitting here talking to you. And I, from a selfish perspective, because, you know, running these conferences, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. We don't always get to sit into all the classes, but with you being the last speaker, a lot of the work is done by that time. So I'll be able to selfishly be able to sit in the class and take more notes than I am with some of the other speakers. But super, super excited to have you come speak in person and to bring this really needed topic into our area, because, you know, that's the whole reason that Ben came up with this concept and that we help them, is because this is home to us, and we want to make sure that we're bringing in quality speakers to our area. So before we let you go, anything else you want to say, anything else that you're doing in the fire service that you want to plug really quick?
Well, I appreciate it. Again, the opportunity is invaluable. We're growing as a cadre. We're teaching all over the place now. Shameless plug, will be at FDIC, my presentation there, if you guys wanted to sign up for the class up there. But really, I'm just a regular fireman. I put my pants on just like everybody else. I don't think I'm that special. So really, it's about sharing information. If you have any questions, or you want to talk about something, or you just simply don't like what I have to say, give me a call. Shoot me an email, look me up on social media, and let's talk about it. Maybe you'll change my mind. But we have to share the message, share the knowledge, and discuss things in order to grow in the fire service. And that's it. I'm very vocal. Some people may not like what I have to say sometimes, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. And that's pretty much it, guys. That's all I got. I don't have too much to say.
Well, that's you're going to fit in great with us, because we're all vocal too. We're looking forward to you coming. Ben, as we wrap this one up, let's go and run down the lineup one more time. May 23rd, we're going to have Frank Viscuso, Jason Patton, and Dina Ali. And right after the conference on May 23rd, we're going to have our Bullshitting Over Beer social event, where we not only talk shop and enjoy each other's company, but we're raising money for a pretty special charity, the Central Virginia Burn Camp. Tuesday, May 24th, 2022, Jonah Smith, Jonathan Brumley, and of course, Bill Gustin. If you're an engine nerd, that's going to be your day. And then finishing it up on Wednesday, the 25th of May, Bill Gustin Part 2, James Johnson, and of course, our man Basil here. I'm super stoked for this lineup, Ben. I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, and one of the things that I was thinking as Basil was talking, and you've heard this at all the end of pretty much all these podcasts we've done, is they're going to be at FDIC. And if you've never been, you should go. But one of the things that can be overwhelming about FDIC is you're there with, you know, 30,000 people, and getting any quality time with these instructors and a chance to bounce stuff off of them can be difficult just due to the size of the venue and the schedule. So that's what I love about our event, is we get these same quality speakers coming in, and they are sitting there in the seats right next to you. And you may not even know it, acting as students as much as they are teachers. So I cannot encourage you enough to come take advantage of that opportunity to meet these guys and see you know, just how humble they are and yet how much they know because they care so much to learn.
Yeah, I agree. As a, I started going to FDIC in 2001. I'm getting old as up in age, but I can totally echo that sentiment. Like FDIC is great. You should totally go. Everyone should go. But these small conferences are where it's at, is where you can have actual conversations with these guys. And I know, you know, the people that are coming, that's part of the reason bring them to you, not just lecture you and then leave. And so that's part of the reason we're bringing them in. But yeah, I'm super stoked. Fireground Commander Conference, May 23rd through the 25th. Go to embracetheresistance.com to register. Click on the conference tab and then get registered. We've got some single days. There's only 10 single days left. So if you can only attend one day, you better jump on it. And there's still a lot of the full conference, $175 registration spots available. So Basil, Ben, super excited for the conference. Can't wait. May's getting closer, and I'm ready to go. And we will see you guys at the conference.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.